The Irish Farmers Association has launched its 2025 Farmer Health Check programme today at Ballymahon in Longford. The initiative aims to address health and well-being challenges faced by farming and rural communities. And it follows a pilot programme last year that saw much more demand than expected for the service. We can go over to Longford now and speak to our agriculture correspondent Angus Cox, who can tell us more. Angus.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. I'm coming to you from Ballymahon Livestock Mart here in County Longford, and that's the venue for the IFA's 2025 Farmer Health Check programme launch. And there's actually a cattle sale going on at the moment in the background, so if you hear some mooing and other activity, that's what that is. These health checks, they started, as you say, as a pilot programme last year, but the IFA said the demand was so strong they decided to roll out the programme again this year and are doing so countrywide, and they're getting funding from the Department of Agriculture to do this. And starting this week and running until the end of October, there'll be checks taking place at over 30 locations, including at the Ploughing Championships in September. Farmers can come along, get their cholesterol, their blood pressure checked, and also have a chat with the medical experts on site from the heart health charity Cree. And we'll hear a little bit more about the project shortly from IFA President Francie Gorman, who's with me. But first, I had a chat with some of the farmers getting checked out here in Ballymahon.
Well, it's grand. It was clear sheets, 100%. Yeah. I'm rearing to go.
And so what exactly did you get done here then today?
I got my blood pressure taken and cholesterol and heart and all of that. Yeah, everything was clear, thank God.
Well, I'm waiting for the results of my cholesterol now, but my blood pressure seemed to be okay, slightly up, but for my age I'm heavy enough with it, yes.
And would you be good at getting your health checked, getting those markers such as your cholesterol and blood pressure checked?
Well, I'd get them done about every 6 months, you know. At my age now I find that I need to get them done about every 6 months.
I annually come to the mart every Thursday. I always come to the mart here. Sure, I'm a neighbour here at the mart.
And in general, they're doing this to raise awareness of health.
They are, yeah.
Looking after your health among farmers. Would you be good at looking after your health?
Fair. I wouldn't be 100% now, but I'd be fair. I'd be delighted to see all the farmers coming in, because they don't take time to get themselves looked after.
That's some of the farmers speaking to me here at Ballymahon Mart a little earlier. And it's important to point out the pilot health check last year found that nearly half of those who took part, they did present with elevated blood pressure or cholesterol levels. So important to find that out at some stage anyway, and then being able to address it. I'm here with Francie Gorman, President of the Irish Farmers Association. Francie, thanks for joining us. How important is this health check initiative for farmers?
Good afternoon, Angus. It's very, very important. We saw with the numbers that attended last year and referrals to GP and A&E after it. Farmers generally are not really proactive enough about their health. GPs are very busy, A&Es are very busy, and they tend not to attend if they can. And this is an opportunity for them to come in and get their health checks done in a very accessible fashion in a workplace. A few minutes, 15 minutes would have it done, and in general maybe not queuing too much. So it's really important, and I would have seen myself during the year, I had an issue going back last year. We're not proactive enough, and I probably wouldn't have done anything about it, only was president of IFA, and that's probably a reflection of myself, but probably reflects similarly the way farmers generally think. So it's a really, really great initiative, and thanks to the Department of Agriculture for funding it, and our partners with Cree for helping us to do it here.
So you got out away here at mid-morning, and there's been I've been here for most of that, and there's been a steady stream of farmers coming in to get their health checked out, to say there's the livestock market taking place too, and we're also expecting a busy tea time rush later. But you're happy with the response?
Very, very happy, and we expect a greater response. I think we did 1300 health checks last year. We have funding to move that up to over 2000 this year, and there was huge demand even from marts around the country that maybe and mart committees that didn't that weren't on the list last year, and great thanks is due to them as well for giving us their premises for the day and allowing us to roll it out as local as this to people who really need it. So it's not, you could do it while you're sitting down having a cup of tea almost. It's very, very accessible, and it's a great initiative and has worked really, really well.
It certainly is, and I witnessed that firsthand myself. It was very straightforward and a very efficient process. The pilot project last year saw 1,200 farmers taking part. That was off the back of a target of 1,000. You've set a target of 2,000 farmers this year across the 30 locations between now and the end of October. So obviously you're setting high standards, and you're expecting a huge huge response from farmers again in the coming months.
We are, and we would have covered the extra cost of those health checks ourselves last year in conjunction with CREE. And to be fair to the Department of Agriculture, there's €250,000 allocated to this initiative this year. So we're expecting that up to 2,000 people, farmers, male or female, family members, if they come along to the local marts and they're doing business on the day or turn up at the ploughing match, this is available to them to just walk in, sit down and get it done.
Okay, fantastic initiative anyway, and I'd say it'll be running at 30 locations across the country between now and the end of October. Francie Gorman, IFA President, thanks very much for joining us. And for the moment, from Ballymahan here, it's back to you in studio, Paul.
That was our agriculture correspondent, Angus Cox.